The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. Jesus answered them, "I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me?" The Jews answered him, "We are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said you are gods'? If it calls them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside, can you say that the one whom the Father has consecrated and sent into the world blasphemes, because he said, 'I am the Son of God'? If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe in me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe in me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me, and I am in the Father." Then they tried again to arrest him, but he escaped from their power. He went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized, and there he remained. Many came to him and said, "John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man was true." And many there began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Once again, welcome back to our little rectory chapel. Once again, a little tiny thought for you here for the day, just a little something to think about, namely, to be aware that God almost never acts in a way that we would expect. The real God almost always surprises us. Now, sometimes those surprises are just glorious. He delivers us from all of our troubles and difficulties, just the way he delivered the Israelite people at the Red Sea. Right? When that happens, we all sing a hymn of praise. We all say, "Glory to God in the highest." Okay? Trouble is, very often, God does not deliver us from all of our troubles. Instead, he purifies us by means of our troubles. And when that happens, it's very, very easy to get upset. It's very, very easy to get upset at God when he does that. Just like the people did in Jerusalem back in the first reading with the prophet Jeremiah. Poor prophet Jeremiah, he had such a hard job. He was supposed to preach repentance to the people of Jerusalem, and nobody wanted to listen to him. They all wanted to put poor Jeremiah to death because he would say things like, "You've got to change your ways. You are headed on a path of your own destruction. God calls you to repentance." People didn't want to hear it. The armies of Babylon, the arch enemy of Israel, stood at the gates of the city, threatening to destroy the city of Jerusalem, and the people said, "We don't need to worry about the armies of Babylon. We know how God's going to act. We're children of Abraham. We're protected by the covenant. The armies of Babylon aren't going to destroy the city of Jerusalem," they said, right up until the day that the armies of Babylon destroyed the city of Jerusalem. And then they all said, "Why, God, why?" God sent the prophet Ezekiel to tell the people, "This is not for your destruction. This is for your purification and your renewal. This is to bring you back to my own heart." Yeah, full of surprises God was. It was the last thing anybody wanted. It was the last thing anybody expected. But it was exactly what they needed. And that's why God allowed it. The people of Jerusalem got upset at Jesus too, the Pharisees especially. He was not acting the way that the Messiah was supposed to act. Not the way they expected God would act. He cured people on a Sabbath. He spent his time with prostitutes and tax collectors and sinners and lepers. claimed to forgive sins. Just yesterday in the gospel, he said that he pre-existed Abraham. And today, he upsets everybody by using God's own name. He calls himself I Am. That wasn't the way the Messiah was supposed to act. Now the Messiah was supposed to lead an army to march on Rome. The Messiah was supposed to call down fire from heaven. The Messiah was supposed to turn the gates of the temple into solid gold. But God never acts the way we expect. Not when we think like that. Jesus surprised them all, didn't he? Instead of all of that, he took the sufferings of the world onto his own self, and he allowed himself to be imprisoned and scourged and crowned with thorns and crucified and sealed into a tomb. Last thing anyone would ever expect, but exactly what we all needed. It's very easy to grow angry with God, isn't it? Very easy to grow angry with God when he doesn't act the way we expect, because it takes a deep measure of humility to recognize that there's a more profound wisdom at work. Because ultimately, we get upset at God because God does not do our will. Instead, he calls us to do his will, last thing we'd ever expect, but exactly what we need. Did I ever tell you the little anecdote about Cardinal Avery Dulles? I think I mentioned this before. Cardinal Avery Dulles was on the campus of Fordham University in New York, where he saw a great big banner up on the wall. And the banner read, God is other people. And he took a Sharpie, and he put a comma in that sentence to make it read, God is other, comma, people. We should expect God to be different. Got news for you here this morning. If the God you worship never surprises you, if he never troubles you, if he never upsets you, if he never disappoints you, got some bad news for you. The one you worship is not God. The one you worship is yourself. Thank goodness the real God delivers us from a shallow and a selfish life. We'll tell you something to think about here on the last Friday of Lent. We pray now for a deeper conversion to the Lord, most especially a boundless trust in God's wisdom and love, in his providence and power. Amen.